My relationship with God, as a typical Muslim, Allah was God that was distant. He had given me words that I had to follow to the letter, and if I didn't, I would be in trouble with Him. So it wasn't a personal relationship with God, with Allah. It was like He was distant. He had handed me, sent me directions and commandments in Quran, and I had to do it. And if I didn't, I wasn't a good Muslim, and he wouldn't approve of me. So no personal relationship, just trying to please Him, and just trying not to get Him mad at me by being a good religious person. I try to fill the voidness in my heart by science. I was studying science, reading books, and just trying to fill that empty heart. Some people do it with poetry. It's an emptiness in everybody's heart, and people do it in different ways. Even through religion, what we are trying to do is to fill our emptiness in our heart with religion. And if you're sincere, religion doesn't do it. You know, religion doesn't change your heart. It just gives you things to do and try to fill your life with things, with religious duties, but doesn't really change you and fill your heart. So as a sincere Muslim, once you follow Islam, you get to a point, say, what am I doing? And it's not really satisfying my soul, but I have to do it, because if I don't, Allah will judge me and I will be in trouble. So it will be a lot out of fear to follow religions. But it was a period between 14 and 2022 that I just focused on science. I said, I have a goal, I'm gonna get my PhD. I felt if I get higher degrees, if I immerse myself in science and knowledge and degrees, maybe the emptiness of my heart will go away. I found a good job while I was a student, a PhD student. I found a good job that was paying me, paying my way. So I had no financial trouble. I was getting the goals of my life, but I felt still my heart is empty. And I said, be honest to yourself. I started talking to myself. I said, there's something missing in life that money, job, degrees doesn't really satisfy. Is there really a God? I mean, I even questioned the validity of existence of God. I said, I'm a scientist who has proven to me that there is God, and I knew that religion doesn't do much, but I thought maybe I've missed something in religion. Maybe I should go back and study Islam one more time. Maybe I missed something. Maybe I should go back and study that. Maybe there is God. Maybe religion relates to life. Maybe what is missing in my life is God and religion. So naturally, I thought Islam is the last religion, and I should study it. But this time, I said, I'm going to study it with an open heart. I got a Quran, and I said, God, you know, I'm sincere. I'm intelligent. I felt I was intelligent. And my heart is sincere, and I should be able to find you just by reading Quran. No other book. Other books maybe men have written, but they say this book God has written. So I started reading Quran in a new way, in a very open-minded way, searching sincerely for God. If God, you're in this, I will give all my life to you. I almost finished the Quran, and as I was finishing, I said, well, I got some more knowledge of who God is and what Quran says about God, but my heart's still empty. I mean, what is this? My knowledge, my head knowledge increases, my heart's still empty. And I told myself, well, get used to it almost, you know. Life is empty. Everybody goes through life empty. Religious, non-religious, this is it. I said, I'm done with the research. But something happened in my heart. Every day I would get up, say, I'm done. God does not relate to life. But something in my heart was telling me, you think you're a good researcher? What kind of researcher are you? You just studied one book, one religion, and you make your final decision. Researchers don't do that. You have to study several things, several books, and then you make your final decision. So just out of my own pride saying, well, maybe I should study other books and read the Bible. And so if people ask me, I can proudly say, well, I've studied them all, you know, I know all of them, and God does not relate to our daily life. So I got the Bible and I read some of the Old Testament and then jumped to the New Testament, to the book of Matthew. And I said, I don't think I'm going to find anything new in the Bible. Because Quran is the most complete book. This is just a subset of it. But as I was reading the book of Matthew, I encountered this man called Jesus who didn't look like any other man. I thought, here is a prophet, Jesus, and he just like Muhammad. I mean, it's just all the same. They all came to tell people to be good and to follow God. But he didn't fit the profile of a prophet I had in mind. He let people worship him, and a prophet will never do that. The prophet say, don't worship me, worship God. But he didn't never did that. So I was struggling with Jesus. Is he really a prophet? Is he really savior of the world? What about Muhammad? What about Quran? I just struggled for months. What I did after a while, because I couldn't make a decision, I said, I'm gonna go just sit in a church and see what they say. After a few weeks sitting in the church, just listening, the pastor gave a sermon and said, he who has a question, come forward. If you have a question, just ask me. And of course, I had many questions. And I went forward to meet the pastor of the church, and I started asking questions. I asked him, you know, I've been studying Quran and Islam, and I have these questions. He says, what are they? I said, is Muhammad the prophet of God? He thought for a few seconds. He said, well, what's your next question? I said, is Quran the word of God? He said, well, what's your next question? How about my grandma? She is a very sincere Muslim. Does Christianity teach that she goes to hell? He thought, and he says, well, what's your next question? I mean, he let me ask all my questions. He didn't answer. At the end, he said, you know what? I do not know the answers to your questions, but I know one thing. Faith is very simple. Do you believe that you're a sinner? I said, well, if the standard is Sermon on the Mount, that Jesus says, if you look at a woman with the lustful eyes, you have committed adultery in your heart. That's the high standard. I remember the Bible says, if you're angry at somebody, you have killed him in your heart. I mean, that's the high standard. I may not have killed anybody. I may not have committed adultery, but in my heart, according to God, I had already committed murder and adultery. So I said, if that's the standard, we are all sinners. He said, do you believe God loves you? I thought for a second and said, well, if God created me, then there must be some love. Because as a student, if I do a project, kind of get connected with that project. And maybe we are God's projects anyway. So it's understandable that maybe God loves us, has some affection. Well, do you believe you cannot reach God? He said, of course, I'm not complete. No human being can say, I am like God. I've sinned. I'm an incomplete person. In my mind, in my heart, I've been angry. As the Bible says, I'm a killer. How can I be, how can I reach God, a killer? He said, well, do you believe God loved you so much that he came after you? Again, to me, I said, it makes sense. You know, if I love somebody and they cannot do something for themselves, and I say, I love you, I step forward and do something for them. And if God says he's love, he loves me, and I cannot do anything for myself to reach to him, reach out to him, so it's logical. I was going just with logic. It's logical that he would step forward. Otherwise, he's not love. He just sit back there and me suffer. So it makes sense that he would do that. Then the pastor said, well, that's what he did. And that's enough. You know, these few things you believe, that's enough. The moment he said that's enough, that's when I got saved. The moment he said that's enough, the Holy Spirit fell on me. Suddenly, just things became so clear of the meaning of God's love, the practical meaning, what he did for me, how he came after me, how he suffered on the cross, how he took my sins away so I can encounter him. And suddenly God wasn't out there anymore. God was in me. God was so personal, suddenly came. As the Bible says, if you believe in him, you shall be born again. I was born in spirit, and the Holy Spirit came. Right at that moment, I felt so much peace and joy. I knew that I have found something I have been looking for all my life. My heart was full of God's peace, joy, and love. And I said, this is it. God is in me. That's what I have been looking for. I wanted God, and now God is in me, living in me. This thing has changed my life. Why should I keep it to myself? I have to, even though I was a shy person, I said, I have to share this with my family and friends. And I started sharing it with anybody I knew. Of course, they first rejected me, but gradually, one by one, they came to Christ also. To a good Muslim, I would say, I really respect you. I know you're sincerely looking for God. You want to experience God. But I want to tell you something. I want to tell you that God is searching for you. He loves you. And another thing, religion does not satisfy you. And God doesn't want to give you a religion. He didn't come to give you a religion. Religion is a burden in our lives. God came to take away our burdens. He wants a simple relationship with us. But what can we do to get to Him? God says, you cannot get to me. You can never be perfect. You're always going to be sinful. So what hope do we have? And God says, I love you so much. I see you struggling. I see you trying to be good. And I love you so much that I came for you. I came to take over your sins. I came to pay the punishment of sins. So what do I need to do? God wants you to just trust in Him and accept His love, His tangible love. You know what tangible love is? God's tangible love is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God's love in human flesh, just reaching out to us, dying on the cross, and raising up to be our Savior. When you receive Jesus, you receive God's love and salvation, and your life will be changed. Put away your prejudice. I know they have told us that Jesus is just a prophet. Jesus is just a prophet. When you study the Bible, all the 66 of books of the Bible and the 40 prophets, when you read that, when you study that, you realize Jesus is not a prophet. He is God in flesh. He is the Savior of the world. And when you experience Him, when you invite Him, when you pray, say, Jesus, come into my life and my heart. Instantly, this is not when you go to heaven. Instantly, your life will be changed. The Spirit of God will come into your heart, and you will be full of love, joy, and peace of God.